Rick Jensen, Magnum Don Media, on the phone today with Hunter Hayes, who is going to be at the Washington County Fair. And he is going to be the first headliner on the Silver Linings Amphitheater stage. Morning, Hunter. How are you?
Morning. So the first one, is it a new place?
This is a brand new outdoor amphitheater that they built, and you will be the first headliner. Pretty cool, huh?
Wow, I didn't realize that. Now I feel pretty freaking cool.
Yeah. So they're gonna do a little ribbon cutting thing, you know, before you're part of the show. But yeah, they're
so awesome, man.
Yeah. So how are you out on the road a lot this summer?
A little bit, man. It's not nearly as busy as it's been the last couple of years. You know, it's gone from, you know, 200 shows in a year to far less, but only by request and not because I want to be off the road by any means. It's actually, it's kind of, I'm going stir crazy, but it was mainly just to focus on this record, this new project, this next thing, right? The next chapter has been, 2 years in the making, and I felt like it was time to really just sit down and focus on it. As much as I don't want to be off the road, I knew I kind of had to do it. And it hasn't been so far as a punishment. It's been hard, you know, but it's been a beautiful journey. I think it needed to happen. And so every show that we do this year kind of, I think it, you know, it means even more, which is kind of hard to believe because, I mean, the show is kind of what it's all about for me to begin with. Right. I mean, that's where everything goes to live, you know, and that's where everything really, really comes to life. So it's been, you know, it's been a good process to write for this record, and or, you know, I've written, you know, a lot for this thing, and really get in the studio with it and see what it wants to be. And it's been great because, you know, I think because of this kind of this style, you know, when I was making my debut record, I wasn't on the road like at all. So I didn't get a chance. I would play new stuff, but I really didn't get a chance to try stuff live and to get the energy from the live shows. It was all kind of locked up in a studio. So this is I've found that this has been a good balance because we're doing a lot of new stuff live and we're getting a lot from it. And I'm loving, absolutely loving getting to, you know, check in with the fans, you know, via social media, things like that, and learn what they want on this record and, you know, kind of let them run the process in a way, which is a really, really fun sort of opportunity, I guess you would call it, to shape this thing, you know? So it's a long answer to your very short question. There you go.
Is there a timeline on the new project?
I wish there was. But
sometimes it's better if there's not.
Yeah, well, I kind of intentionally did that. Now you have to, you know, you can't really, you know, be artistic and tell yourself it'll happen when it happens. I think there is a point at which you have to kind of say, okay, loser, figure it out, or get out, you know. So I think I've kind of put myself in that place now where it's like, okay, I feel like I've got a body of work that I'm really excited about. It's really shaping up. I think, you know, I might be missing one or two things in my own mind, but we're really close to it, and it's happening quicker and quicker. That's the fun part is when the record itself sort of takes on its own momentum, you know, songs start getting around, people start, you know, on the team start getting excited about these tunes, and you know, the rest of the record starts shaping up, and it goes quickly. Once it goes quickly, and that's kind of where we're at. So it shouldn't be too long, and I'm, trust me, not taking my time anymore with it.
Yeah. So when you're out doing these smaller, just a couple days out, I suppose, and out and back, what kind of things are people going to see at the show?
Well, we're going to do a little bit of everything. We've kind of worked up. We've been working on making sure that we have a little bit from sort of both of the full length albums, and you know, we're doing as much as we can from 21. It's tough, man. I never knew I dreamed of being in this position about 5 years ago. It feels like it was yesterday that I was making up a set list, going, man, I wish I had more material, and freaking overnight, I'm like, I don't know what to put in the show. There's so much music out there, and it's about to get even more complicated with all the new stuff. But I don't mind that. That's a good problem to have, but it is a challenge, and we've kind of set our goals on putting random things back in the set list that we maybe have never played. Like, there's songs with a storyline we've never played, and I find that hard to believe. And you know, and a lot has changed too, since, you know, the storyline, we're talking about the, you know, my second record that came out like 2 years ago. A lot has changed since then, so specifically my voice, I'll tell you that. I don't know what I was thinking when I recorded my debut record at the key that I recorded all that stuff in, but things have changed since then, and so it's a lot of kind of reimagining some of the older stuff in kind of a newer way that fits with where we are musically now and kind of has the same, to use the overly used word, energy as what we've got going on now. But you know, it's a blend of the first record, the second record, and the 21 project and songs that I keep hearing the fans talk about and meet and greets and, you know, in our LP lounge that we have every day where I get to kind of sit down and chill out with them. I'm hearing a lot of feedback from songs that they want to hear again. So we'll hear it at meet and greet in the middle of the day, and we'll do it at sound check, and we'll throw it in the show that night. So it's a very fluid show right now. I think it's all about just the joy of just getting to play after being in the studio for so long.
Okay. Now, here's something I found that's kind of interesting. I've been talking with the fair manager about ticket sales and that kind of stuff, you know, the kind of stuff you talk about when you're on the radio. And she is, you know, right? And she is very surprised, she said, to see that there are a lot of, she expected that, you know, that your audience would be, you know, young, hip, social media types. And she says she's seeing a wide age variety, and she's kind of surprised by that, pleasantly. Is that what you're finding?
I don't know if I look as deep as, like, you know, that, but I mean, it is awesome to see, like, I mean, you know, everybody sort of relating to this stuff. And I say that in the show, I'll probably say it tomorrow night too. You know, it's like, you may be here against your will. Somebody may have pulled you along to come to the show, but I hope that, you know, with all the writing that we do, and all the songs that we collect for these records, you know, and they're just piles of songs that don't even get recorded because we're just writing and writing and writing and trying to find what really connects with us as creators, you know, me and the songwriters, me and the you know, the band, you know. But every time I write, I dream of that moment when somebody will hear it and feel like that's their story. I've always said that I want to be somebody's soundtrack, and it's pretty awesome to see, like, I mean, yeah, to see all, you know, everybody there just, like, you know, digging the music and feeling it, you know, and it's pretty awesome to see families too. And the, you know, it's a huge compliment when we have, like, you know, parents come up and say how much they, you know, they appreciate the music and the content and things like that. And I just love it, man. It's incredible how many people have found, you know, my music in their own way too. You know, they've heard it thanks to you guys, and then they've found it on their own. And their own songs that they connect with. It's just incredible. It's absolutely mind-blowing.
When you started writing the songs that ended up on the first album, did you think that that you'd be where you are at this point 5 years down the road?
I think you dream of it. I mean, obviously, you I say obviously, but to me, it's, you know, it's obviously the dream. I'm a professional dreamer. I consider myself to be an extreme dream boarder. I build images in my head of kind of what I want to see, and sometimes, man, some days I have to just live in the dream, you know, because it's a tough day. I'm having to figure this out and, you know, work on this, and you sort of, you know, you studio is really interesting, man. I forgot how much sort of leaving the studio feeling like, did I accomplish anything today? You know, I forgot how much that happens, and it's all about the search. It's all about the journey. And I think you keep dreaming about it and you keep building that dream. And I think expectations are anybody's kind of toughest friend. You know, it's hard to be friends with expectations. You never really know what's going to happen. And I don't believe that that's healthy for me to have those kind of expectations. I've definitely done both. I've done the dream thing. I've done the expectation thing, and it's stupid. and I'm constantly learning that and relearning that. It's not like something that goes away, but I think dreaming is a beautiful thing. And I continue to dream even now, you know, with this record. I have no idea what's going to happen with it. I have big dreams for it. But you know, I'll love this record just the same either way. And I'm just excited to be playing anything off of it in front of anybody whatsoever. So, you can't expect anything like, especially what's happened. I mean, look at it, everything that's happened with that debut record, you know, even now it's surprising me in its own way. So, you know, you got to just look at that and just be incredibly grateful for it and pray that you can continue making music the same way you made it that first time, because, you know, that is a challenge. It's not easy to get all the thinking out of your head and go back to the feeling of it. But that's a challenge that I love accepting and I love trying to figure out, you know.
Is there somebody out there on maybe your list of would love to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
Oh, there's tons. I mean, it's a long list, a really long list. I've talked about, you know, maybe doing something with Ed Sheeran. I've really wanted to. Tori Kelly, I just went to one of her shows, I say recently, it was probably a couple months ago, but this summer has just flown by for me. But I went to one of her shows, and I was just blown away. I mean, I did a talent contest show with her when I was like 12. We were both really young, and obviously she won, and she's been just rocking it ever since, like making YouTube videos, building tracks like by herself, and I've been a big fan for a long time, and I'm always kind of cautious about collaborations because I want to make sure that it doesn't happen because it's like, you know, oh, this would be brilliant at this moment in time before this releases and whatever. I want it to just happen. And happen when, you know, when it's not thought out. And I guess that's kind of the dream of any collaboration, really. But I trust that it'll happen in the right time and place. I mean, it always has. For me, the few really awesome collaborations that I've been a part of so far have happened in a really natural way. And even the ones that, like, you know, just recently I got to collaborate with an artist I've always wanted to collaborate, and it didn't actually get released, and it probably won't, just because the timing was off. But the relationship is there, and we're still working together. We've written multiple songs together, and there is no doubt in my mind that it's going to happen at some point. So things like that, you're incredibly grateful for those opportunities and those relationships. It's not just a one-time thing, and that's my dream. Is like any collaboration should be the building of a musical relationship, you know, where you're getting to know an artist or a writer or a producer or a musician or whatever, you know, all those things. It's all about kind of what happens after, not just that moment, you know?
Yep. I know you probably got to get going here, so anything else that people should know before the show?
Let me think. probably a lot, but yet I have no idea what. But no, just come have fun, come hang out with us. We're stoked you guys invited us. I'm stoked that you guys got a brand new place, man. Congratulations, and thanks for letting us be the first show on the stage. It makes me feel even cooler than I already felt. So yeah, we just appreciate you guys, and I hope you guys come and feel that appreciation.
All right, been chatting with Hunter Hayes, Magnum.media, Rick Jensen.